Today's Gospel reading is taken from John chapter 2, verses 13 to 22. The Jewish Passover was and is a very significant festival. In Jesus' day, every male who lived in proximity to Jerusalem was expected to visit the temple at that time. But it also attracted people further afield than Jerusalem who would make a pilgrimage to the temple. We will imagine ourselves as a pilgrim on this day, having travelled to the temple in Jerusalem. Perhaps we have been before, but maybe it's our first time. The temple was designed in such a way that it created barriers to the presence of God in the Holy of Holies and was organised into separate courtyards for certain groups, such as priests, Jews and women. The main and largest outer courtyard was the court of the Gentiles. Anyone who was not Jewish could not go any further into the temple than this courtyard, so it was the furthest away from the Holy of Holies. So it is this outer courtyard that we are, having come to worship God, even though not a Jew. The courtyard is busy, full of people. Having arrived at the temple, we are required to pay the temple tax. But according to the practices in the temple, we can't pay the tax with the currency from where we have travelled. So we have to go to the money changers to ensure that we pay with the right shekels. In doing so, we have paid the money changer additional money to exchange our currency on top of paying the temple tax. It is not too dissimilar to changing money for a holiday. However, this practice was in God's temple, a place of worship. Imagine how you may be feeling, having travelled for days to visit the most holy temple to find this practice. In the hustle and bustle of the courtyard, you then see a man enter, who you immediately see is angry. He has a whip made of cord, and he is driving out the money changers throughout the court. But not only them, also the people who are selling animals for sacrifices. You found out that the only animal sacrifice you could make as a thanksgiving offering are from those on sale in the temple. The courtyard, in that moment, is in turmoil. The sound of coins falling to the floor, animals being dispersed, tables being turned, people driven out. This man has literally turned everything upside down. I wonder how this makes you feel. Worried, afraid, glad, amazed? You overhear him saying, "Take these things out of here. Stop making my father's house a marketplace." Perhaps you agree with him. Perhaps you don't like what he's saying. You became aware that this man is Jesus, and you watch as the Jews come to him and ask, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus doesn't show a sign, but he says, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." You are left standing in the courtyard, with tables having been turned, sellers and money changers having been driven out, and Jesus saying that if the temple is destroyed, he will raise it up in 3 days. I wonder how you would be feeling. Maybe you had heard about Jesus on your way to Jerusalem. Perhaps mixed stories. Those who have been amazed by miracles they have heard or seen, and those who are sceptical about who he is. I wonder how the temple feels at that moment, when the usual practices of selling and exchanging money have ceased, and perhaps there is an unusual quietness. Maybe a quietness that you might have expected in being in a holy temple. Perhaps you are wondering what Jesus' words meant when he said, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." We will keep a moment's silence as we reflect on how this experience has made us feel, what it felt like to watch Jesus turn the tables of the money changers and drive them out of the temple with the sellers, and how it feels to be in the temple without them. We will reflect on what we feel Jesus is showing us and what he may be saying about who he is. After a time of silence, the gospel reading will be reread.
The Passover of the Jews was near, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and the money changers seated at their tables. Making a whip of cords, he drove all of them out of the temple, both the sheep and the cattle. He also poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. He told those who were selling the doves, "Take these things out of here. Stop making my father's house a marketplace." His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." The Jews then said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews then said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and will you raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking of the temple of his body. After he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken.
The cleansing of the temple, as this gospel reading is known as, comes at a different point in John's gospel to the other three gospels. John places this at the beginning of Jesus' ministry rather than towards the end. However, as we reflect on this passage, the timing is less important. This reading helps us to think more about what is behind Jesus' actions in the temple that day. What he is revealing to us about his nature, his purposes, and what he may be saying and asking of us. I think there are two significant elements to Jesus' actions in the temple that day, which speak to us about God's nature. The first is about justice. Jesus indicates to us that he cannot bear to see his Father's house, a place of worship, having become, in his words, a marketplace. The temple was in effect seeking to make financial profit in the name of religion. This was in no way any form of religion that Jesus associated himself with. There was also perhaps a sense of social justice for Jesus for Gentiles, who we know Jesus came to be among. He perhaps could not bear to see that the only place the Gentiles could worship was the place that these financial practices had been set up, and there was no place to pray. But the second element to Jesus' actions that day speaks poignantly to me about the place that the temple building has in worship. What Jesus is revealing to us in his actions and words is that through him, everyone has access to God. No longer is a building required, and no longer are animal sacrifices needed. In fact, he is the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecies about this. As the psalmist writes in Psalm 51, "For you have no delight in sacrifice. If I were to give a burnt offering, you would not be pleased. The sacrifice acceptable to God is a broken spirit, A broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Jesus reveals to us that it is through him that we can seek God. He can bring us wholeness from our broken spirit. No longer are we separated from God in the temple. Jesus is the temple to whom he is speaking. In his resurrection, he brings everyone to himself. In his resurrection, his spirit is poured out for us all. Jesus shows us that the ritualistic practices of the temple are now fulfilled in a direct relationship through him. God wants to be with us, not separated from us. He is God of justice, God for all, God with us. I wonder what barriers each of us still places before God, what we feel should be done. What temple have you created for yourself? What temple do you create for others? What temple do we as church create? What is Jesus saying to each of us when he turns our tables? And what is he saying to us as the body of Christ?